Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for just the ability to worship you freely. Thank you that we are able to come together corporately and just proclaim your goodness and your name together. And I just pray, Father, that you would just speak through Pastor Cal this morning. Let your spirit just be flowing through him, Lord. We just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Thank you, worship team. In Andrew's absence, they filled in admirably today. It's a good day. Any day is a good day. When you can get up out of bed and put your feet on the floor and go forward, God's got a plan and purpose for you every single day. I'm thankful to, you know, this is spring break, and so ye of little faith, I thought, well, there's not going to be anybody here this morning. Because our folks, spring break, fall break, Christmas break, summer break, what do? Scatter. But y'all we got a good crowd here today. And so I'm thankful that y'all are with us. I heard a sermon a long time ago, though, that the title of it was, "Wherever There's a Crowd, There Could Be a Funeral." We won't go there this morning, but I'm thankful that we got a good crowd today. Amen? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "Glad you're here." Amen. All right. And one of my best buddies in the whole wide world's with us. He came all the way from Colorado to be with us today, and he's a member here at our church. He lives a long ways from us, though. Casey Bizard is with us. Casey, stand up, would you? I just want y'all to welcome my buddy back to town. You may remember he cooked some pizza on call spaghetti for us about three. Y'all remember that? Yeah. I told him I'd give $100 for a pizza on call pizza this morning. Anyways, love you, my brother. Thank you for being with us. It's a joy to have you. And we're in the second sermon of our breakthrough series on surrender this morning. And last week, you know, we talked about a full surrender and what that means and what God calls us to do in the way of surrender. And we looked at fully surrendering our lives to the Lord. Well, for the next 3 weeks, we're going to follow up on that and what it means to surrender our body to the Lord, to surrender our mind to the Lord, and surrender our will to the Lord. but this morning, we're looking at surrendering our body to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to be in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We're going to park there this morning, but I want to begin with a couple of verses over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. When you find 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, can we just honor God's word by standing? 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. This will make great sense for you, and then we'll go to Romans 12 for the message today. Everybody with me? All right. Listen to this. This is one of the most unbelievable truths in all of Scripture. It's a game changer. It really is. Are y'all ready for these verses? Or do you not know, verse 19, 1 Corinthians 6, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Somebody say, wow. Who is in you, whom you have from God? Now watch this. And you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Father, we need to hear from heaven today. And I pray you'd get me out of the way and that you would speak the things that you want said here this morning. I thank you so much, God, for these great truths that we're looking at so far as we need a breakthrough of surrender at Second Mile Church. All of us need to surrender things. We need to let go of some things and receive your best for us. So, God, pour out your truth in our lives this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Please be seated. Surrendering our body. Now, I've got a little video that I want to just, it's a quick, short video that has to do with glorifying God with our body. And it's really poignant. I think you'll like it. Ellen's got it queued up for us. And so I want y'all to watch this video real quickly, and then we'll move on.
I bet you didn't know that your body is just as important to God as your soul. Let's break it down real quick. Romans 12. 1 tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Think of it like a glass of water. If you want the water, you need the glass too, right? The glass holds the water, just like our bodies hold our souls. God wants both the contents and the vessel. So let's honor him by taking care of both. Remember, you are a complete package and God values every part of you. Stay blessed.
Talking about this morning, glorifying God with our bodies. Surrendering our body to the Lord. Y'all, this won't help you a bit, but we need to smile today. Everybody smile. All right, that's better. maybe it was too much Second Mile brunch. I don't know. But anyways, it's good to know that God, can you just stop and think about, we've got God living in our lives. He is in us. Imagine that. The Almighty God, His Spirit, lives in us. That's an amazing truth. And our bodies are the... Well, your body not only houses who you are, your soul, your spirit, that's who you are, but our body houses the Holy Spirit of God. He has taken up residence. When you got saved, He baptized you, and then He took up residence. He came to live and reside in your life, never to leave again. Whoo, glory to His name. And so before we got saved, before we got born again, before we got became a believer, we used our bodies for pleasure and for our purposes and that kind of thing. But once the Spirit of the living God came to live in your life, everything changed. And we're to glorify Him with everything we've got. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Now, I loved how he ended that video. You got everything you need to do what we're talking about. You're the complete package. Did y'all catch that? Three of you did. All right. Look at somebody. Tell somebody you're the complete package. All right. So let's take a look at this. Now, we're going to finish this morning in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Now, listen to this. Here it is. I beseech you. And that word beseech means to urgently, fervently, even anxiously, almost to the point of begging, asking. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, now watch this, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So we're going to unpack that this morning if we can get a little Holy Ghost help. And the first truth that just jumps out at you is we're to surrender our body as a living sacrifice. We're to surrender our body as a living sacrifice. Now, when you go back to the Old Testament, you know, if you were in sin and you needed forgiveness for your sins, you are a worshiper of God, you are a follower of God, what you had to do was you had to take an animal to the priest. Sometimes it was an ox or a bull or a ram, but most of the time it was a male lamb. And if you were poor, you'd take a turtle dove, and the priest would take that animal and slay it, kill it. And so in the Old Testament, sacrifices were dead sacrifices, dead animals. And then the priest would drain the blood out of that animal and lay that animal up on the altar. There's a fire going on underneath, and he would sprinkle the blood on the altar and then lay that dead animal up on the altar. And if everything was done in accordance with the way God wanted it done, that sacrifice was pleasing and obedient to the Lord. So, but that, we're talking about something a little bit different here. We're to present our bodies. What kind of sacrifice? A dead sacrifice? Living sacrifice. Now that's almost like an oxymoron. Doesn't make sense. Two contrasting words almost. Two contradictory words, doesn't it? Living sacrifice. How can that be? Well, I'm glad you asked. When God came to take up residence in your life, He placed His Spirit in you. And you've got what you need to become a living sacrifice each and every day. What we're talking about here is, and we talked about this a little bit last week, what we're talking about is lordship salvation. We're to glorify God with everything we've got, a full surrender. And the first part of that issue is our body. We're to surrender our bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. And so when you got saved, you are not your own. You were bought with a price. God owns you. I said, He owns you. Everything. Your mouth. Your ears. Your eyes. The places you go. The things you do. Think about that. Everything we do with our body is to glorify God. That's what we're talking about. Lordship, salvation, a living sacrifice. Now, you all may remember this. You weren't there, but you've read about it. You remember when God called Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac? Remember that? And Isaac was a special young man. Abraham was only 100 years old when Isaac was born. Sarah was 90. Girls, Sarah was 90 years old. and here's the deal. God's testing Abraham, and He says, okay, I want you to take your son Isaac up to Mount Moriah. Now, Mount Moriah is the same place where Jesus was crucified. It's the Temple Mount. It's where the first temple was built, and the second temple, and well, the Dome of the Rock is there now, but that's a special place. And so Abraham is taking Isaac, and they're coming through the valley, getting ready to head up the mountain. And Isaac looks at his dad and he says, hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice? You've got the rope, you've got the wood, you've got the knife, you've got everything you need. But where's the sacrifice? And you remember what Abraham told him? God will provide the sacrifice. And so they get up on Mount Moriah. Now, we talk, you know, we really do brag on Abraham, don't we? In that instance, a man of faith, a man of obedience. But I want to tell you, nothing much is said about Isaac, but when they get up on top of the mountain, he climbs on that altar, Isaac does. And his father binds him with the rope, and he's got the wood. Before he sets fire to the wood, he raises the knife to sacrifice his son to the Lord, and God says, hold on! You've passed the test, Abraham. I've got a sacrifice, and it's over there in the bushes. And God provided the ram. That's a powerful picture of the sacrifice of our Lord. Can you imagine being Isaac? I mean, he doesn't utter a word as far as we know. He just lays down in obedience, was willing to give his life in doing what God had told his father to do. Isn't that amazing? And so after that whole ordeal, I would just imagine that Isaac got up off of that altar, and he became and was a living sacrifice. Don't you think that story spread around pretty quick? I know it would here in Clarksville. A living sacrifice. And so we're talking here about the Lord being the owner of our body. He bought our body. He forgave us of our sin. And so He's Lord. I talked about this over at the BCM this week. He's Lord of our life. And everything we do with our bodies, we're to lay our body every day on the altar as a sacrifice to the Lord. And what we do, we glorify God. And so how does that work itself out? Well, can I meddle for just a minute? We need to clean our mouths up. We need to stop all the gossip. That's a huge sin in most churches. We need to stop all this talking about one another and start praying for one another. We need to quit lying. Does y'all know that all liars shall inherit the fire that's never going to be quenched? And it's tough, I know, guys. The internet, social media. We need to be really careful with what we're looking at. Boy, it always gets quiet. We need to be careful what we're listening to. Everything we listen to, everything that we're looking at, the way we dress. I thought y'all would just notice. Look what I got on. I got on some new boots today. Hallelujah. These boots are made for walking and they're made to glorify God. Amen? So everything about our bodies, we are to bring glory and honor to God. Am I communicating? Okay, I fall far short of this, but the next word there, he says, present your body a living sacrifice. What's that next word? Holy. Now, if you're born again, if you're saved, if you're a believer, God, your position with the Lord, He looks at you as if you're completely holy and righteous. That's your position in Christ. Done deal. Oh, but on the other hand, Peter tells it, God says, be holy because I'm holy. And we need to live holy lives. When's the last time we've heard a sermon about holiness? Not very often. But you see, God expects us, in laying down our lives to glorify Him, that we would live holy lives. Holy, set apart for His honor and praise and glory. And when you're living in holiness and righteousness, guess what it does? It pleases God. He said, did you see that next word? Holy, acceptable to God. Say acceptable with me. Just like those Old Testament sacrifices when the priest did exactly as God had told him to do with those sacrifices and he smelled that burnt offering, the sins of that worshiper were not forgiven but covered. Okay? Covered by the blood. But in the Old Testament, maybe sometimes as you're walking away and the sacrifice has been made, you sinned again. And so guess what you had to go do then? Bless God, you had to go back and get another animal. And another sacrifice had to be. And this happened over and over and over again until Jesus paid the price for us. Hallelujah. He's the supreme sacrifice. And you have His Spirit, and therefore you can live according to how He wants you to live. I'll tell you, sometimes I know what I'm talking about, and you do too. Sometimes we mess up and we don't live in a way that's pleasing to God, but that's where the blood of Jesus comes in and cleanses from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. I guess some of y'all don't ever sin. Aren't you grateful that we can lay our lives down as a living sacrifice holy and acceptable unto God. Well, how do I do that, Pastor? How do I do that, Brother Cal? How do I do that, Preacher? I'm so glad you asked. Look again at verse 1 up there. Y'all with me? What's that say? Therefore, he says, I beseech you. Again, that word he's asking anxiously. He almost to the point of begging, because the Holy Spirit has laid this on Paul's heart. And he said, man, you've got to get this. He says, therefore, brethren, by the what? Mercies of God. I had a buddy one time, Casey, that we had just gotten out of church. This was years ago. And he said, you know, I've got somebody in my church, in our church, that's really done me wrong. And I want justice. I said, you want justice for him or justice for you? Because you see, if Cal Hampton got justice instead of mercy, you know where I'd be today? Liar, liar, pants on fire. I was separated from God. Man, I couldn't. The things I was doing, the way I was living. And yet God never gave up on me. And he's never given up on you. And God is merciful. The mercies of God. His mercies are new every morning. And the word mercy means not getting what you deserve. I told you, if I'd have gotten what I deserved, I'd be in hell this morning. Because that's where sin takes us. God doesn't send anybody to hell. Our sins take us there. Don't blame God. That wasn't his best intention when he got started. But then Lucifer fell, and then Adam and Eve fell, and everybody else since then. But God loved us so much that he sent a Savior who made the supreme sacrifice so that I could be in relationship with him and not be separated from him forever. That's mercy. That's mercy. Now, if somebody, let's just say this, if somebody had saved your life, I mean really saved your life, how would you feel about that? There wouldn't be anything you wouldn't do for them, right? Right? Somebody laid their life down for you so that you could be saved? Yeah. Well, guess who did that? I wanted to share, you know, I am old. Thank God for the old folks, amen? Hallelujah. And thank God for the young folks. Man, I had such a good time Thursday night. I wish I had time to tell y'all about the BCM the other night. It was, a little girl from France got saved. I told her, I said, honey, God brought you all the way from France so you could meet Jesus. She was in our home. She was in Diana in our home last Sunday night. I'll tell you, God's good. He is merciful. There's an old, this was, how many of y'all know who Phillips, Craig, and Dean was? Do y'all remember that group? Well, this is my theme song because it's like it was written for me. And we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it. Okay? It's called Mercy Came Running. Did you hear that chorus? Man, powerfully. When the sin that I carried was all I could see. When I could not reach mercy, mercy came running to me. That's my testimony right there. Hallelujah. And so you can do this. You can glorify God with your body. You can lay your life down every day as a living sacrifice by the mercies of God. The mercies of God. I hope y'all never forget. The old stuff's the best stuff. And you younger folks will say that when you get my age. All right? Man, what a great truth. Now, One final point, and I'll close with this. We're to surrender our body as an act of worship. Look at the latter part of verse 12. He says, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable means rational. In other words, it just makes sense to lay your life down and glorify God with your body. It just makes good sense because you were bought with a price. And the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. And so it just makes sense to do what He's telling us to do to glorify God with our body. Now, we can do that. And the word service means worship. We have done such a terrible injustice to the word worship. When I mention worship, I guarantee you 90% of y'all think Sunday morning. Let me tell you, worship's far more than that. Worship happens Monday through Sunday. Worship happens when you head out to school. I know it's spring break. When you head back to school, worship happens when you head to school. Anybody going to work tomorrow? That's when worship happens. Living sacrifice. Holy. Acceptable to God. Right there at work. Worship happens when you go to the grocery store. And you're in line waiting on some knucklehead. Yeah. Worship happens when you go to the department store. I heard the awfulest mess the day I went in. I won't tell you where I bought these boots at. But the person in front of me was dressing down the salesperson. And I thought, what a horrible way to treat somebody. And so y'all know how I am. I stepped in right after she'd got through giving this poor lady a dressing down. And I said, I just want to thank you for your service. I said, you have blessed me beyond my wildest dreams. You've gone back here and brought out a dozen pair of boots for me to try on. And now you've got to go take all these boots back from where you got them. I want to thank you for being such a good servant. And this older lady behind me, she started doing this. Worship happens wherever you go. And let me tell you, I've been to a lot of ball games lately. Worship happens at the ball game too. Can I get a witness? And so we've been given some great truth this morning. The Spirit of the living God lives in us. Those of you that are born again, those of you that are believers, the Spirit of God lives right here, and you're not your own. He bought you with a price. And you're to glorify God with your body. I was talking to a believer the other day, and he's been treating his body like a tavern instead of a treasure. Hello? This stuff comes home to roost, brothers and sisters. But you've got everything you need. You've got the complete package to glorify God with your body. And you can do that. But here's the first deal. You got to be willing to do that. All right, now it's decision time. We're going to bow our heads right here. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to move in our midst. Father, there's been so many times here, even recently, God, when my life wasn't laid on the altar. And I wasn't living in holiness, I was living in the flesh. Forgive Forgive us, Lord, for not living up to your standards, because you have given us everything we need to do that. And so, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. We need a breakthrough in surrender right now. So, God, I pray that as we give up and let go of those things that are keeping us from surrendering our bodies to you, I pray that you might minister life to the saints of God. And by all means, if there's someone here who has never placed their complete trust and faith in the Lord Jesus as their only means of salvation, that today would be the day that they'd be willing to admit to God who they are, a sinner lost and undone. And that by faith, they would look to the very Son of God and claim the sacrifice that Jesus made for them on the cross and give him everything that they are to everything that he is by calling on his name. Make it so, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Let's all stand quietly and reverently. If you've got business here, if you prayed to receive Christ, you want to have questions, you come. There's an issue of surrender. You come and lay that thing here at the altar and walk away like Isaac did as a living sacrifice. You come.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.